The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
You are tuned to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Every day, listen for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at advanced medical testing centers. Tune in. Get healthy. Now, here are your hosts for the hour, Dr. Herb Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome once again to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin. And just a reminder that if you're in need of a review of your blood tests and you actually want to get to the cutting edge of blood testing, come on over to AMT Centers, Advanced Medical Testing Centers, and see all of the incredible testing that is available to give you information on how your entire body is functioning, how your entire body is functioning in view of your genetic makeup. Good morning, Dr. Slavin.
Good morning, Janet. I wanted to start off today's program with the question, why do you go to see your doctor?
And you want me to answer that?
Not just you.
No, okay.
Anybody,
the listeners. Okay.
Why do you think about it? Why do you go to see your doctor?
Well, pretty much I'm going to say maybe 95% of the respondents might say, well, something hurts me. I have headaches. My knee hurts. My digestion isn't good. I have a symptom. And then there are those individuals who are staying ahead of the curve, so to speak, and they are interested in maximizing wellness. And they might see a functional medicine practitioner who is able to give them the kind of testing that I was referring to, the cutting edge testing that shows how well they are managing advancing years. And every one of us has advancing years.
Well, you're right that people usually go to a doctor when they're not feeling good, but the vast majority of health problems are asymptomatic.
The vast majority are asymptomatic, and that when they have become symptomatic, they've already been developing for years and years. Is that what I'm hearing?
Pretty much. And so you go to a doctor, you've already waited too long because you have symptoms, you see. I mean, all these problems start without symptoms. And I can give you another one that starts without symptoms that a lot of women will identify with, and that's breast cancer. How many women are walking around with breast cancer, have no symptoms, they feel perfectly well?
I'm going to jump in there. Might those women, some of those mm-hmm. women, a certain percentage of those women, be doing things in general, not specifically to address breast cancer, but in general to support their health and well-being, with the understanding that their iodine levels being supported, reducing their risk of breast cancer, that their vitamin D levels being supported are reducing their risk of breast cancer, and that their hormone balance, all of their efforts to maintain balance within the whole spectrum of hormones, when they're balanced, they have reduced their risk of breast cancer and other hormonally driven cancers.
Exactly, but I'm saying women with breast cancer are asymptomatic in the early stages. That's
okay.
What I'm saying. They have no sense. They don't, if they didn't have, they're first made aware when the mammography says there's something wrong.
And Precisely. Here's the mammogram. It's picking up a calcification because that's what mammograms do. And when the biopsy is performed, yes, indeed, there are malignant cells inside that calcification. Breast cancer. But the truth of the matter is their immune systems have addressed the problem.
No, for sure. But I'm trying to just make an example that if you wait to have symptoms before you go to your physician, then you're waiting too long. But now the next problem is you go to your physician. What is he going to do for you? He doesn't know what to do unless you have a symptom.
He writes you a prescription to lower your cholesterol.
You know, as you know, because we've said it over and over again, we do a lot of testing here, trying to identify people with issues that need to be addressed before they become symptomatic. Doctors are trained to treat symptoms with drugs. They can't help you, and that's the problem with healthcare. There's a whole array of health challenges we all face, asymptomatic at the beginning. Mainstream medicine is trained to treat symptoms, so you can be walking around with several or multiple problems, not even know it. And if you go to the doctor at that point in time, he's going to say, why are you here? Because he's trained to address the chief complaint. What are you complaining about? I mean, he may find some things. You know, he'll check your blood pressure. He'll check your blood sugar. He may, you know, he's checking things that require a drug to treat. That's what he's checking for. But the vast majority of problems in their early stages, there are no drugs to treat it. But you need to have the information to make the lifestyle changes that can correct the problem in its earlier stages and therefore prevent you from going on to need drugs to treat the symptoms that will ultimately come from that problem.
Step by step by step, and you are uncovering threats to your health that have not yet manifested.
And basically what I'm trying to do is empower the healthcare consumer to take charge of yourself and your own health, because a doctor can't do that. And even when you go to see him, he can't do it because he doesn't know how to do it. You know, he gives out drugs, but that doesn't make you healthier. Changes the number. You know, it's no different than you take your car with 100,000 miles on it and you wind back the odometer to zero.
You got a new car.
And you have a new car. Do you believe that? But that's what the drugs are doing. They're changing a number, and now you say you're healthy. You know, I mean, how long can they keep fooling the American public?
It seems like it can go on and on and on. It's been going on for quite a while. Remember that the medical community, the established medical community, referred to people who used fatty acids and different nutrition approaches as snake oil salesmen. Might we now compare the mainstream established medical community as snake oil salesmen because they're promising something? They are alluding to the possibility that you will create health with this pharmaceutical.
Well, there's a major difference. There were some benefits to snake oil.
Right.
You know, snake oil is high in omega-3s.
Right.
So, you know, I decided to address this topic of empowerment of the healthcare consumer, because you really have to take charge of your health if you want to stay healthy. The doctor can't give you health. He can give you symptomatic relief. Now, the headline is 1 in 15 American homes is affected by radon. You know, the second...
Let the record show, Janet's making a face.
Okay. And the reason I bring this up is it's the second leading cause of lung cancer after cigarette smoking. Who's checked their homes for radon?
It was a very, very big fad maybe 15 years ago to have a radon detector put in your home. So what I'm saying is here in Florida, the level, potential levels of radon are very, very low. In the more northern areas of the nation, with basements, the possibility of elevated levels of radon in the basement are higher, but actually radon being making it to the upper floors of the home, I don't believe it's so big a threat.
Excessive radon levels have been found in homes in every state. And the problem is, without testing, you don't know if your home is the one that might be affected. Radon comes from the building materials used to construct your home. So how do you know if the building materials are a problem or not?
Well, we absolutely know that the building materials have very, very significant levels of different types of toxins, particularly the framing materials in pressure-treated lumber, that pressure-treated lumber being treated with arsenic in order to minimize the possibility that wood-loving termites will live long enough to make damage with that wood. Certainly we know about the problems with the wallboard that was imported from China and the very, very high levels of mildew that was associated with that wallboard. So we do know that there are toxic materials. Like we're very aware now of what the potential damage to pipes, not the potential damage to pipes, the potential damage to the water based on what pipes, what the material of the pipes delivering the water to your home might be made of. And so they're talking about in Flint, Michigan, those pipes are releasing lead because of the chemical composition of the water. Well, down here in Florida, your pipes are PVC. And so when the water is sitting for an period of time in the PVC pipe, might that change the composition of the water, particularly because it has chlorine content, possibly fluoride content, possibly a whole range of other chemicals that we may not necessarily know about. So, yes, we know that there are toxic substances in the materials that build our homes.
I'm going to just leave when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about it. But one of the sources of radon is granite. And I know people are putting lots of granite countertops in their homes. And I don't know if it contains radon or not. That's one source. And I think it would be, we don't agree on this topic. You can tell from what Danny said. But it's cumulative. All these challenges to our health are cumulative. So you live in a home with radon. Add to that, you talk about other ways that it's exposed to radiation, not just from chest x-rays or cancer, things we never suspect.
And that music means it's time for us to take a break here on Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Dr. Herb Slavin. We'll be right back.
Did you know that you can be eating a healthy diet, but that your body may not be absorbing the vitamins and nutrients from your foods? Advanced Medical Testing Centers is a premier blood draw center servicing Genova Diagnostics Lab. Genova offers an advanced comprehensive blood test that identifies your body's deficiencies in absorbing vitamins, nutrients, and essential cofactors. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard in Lauderhill. They offer an on-time appointment guarantee and the lowest price guarantee. Schedule your appointment today for a blood draw for the Genova Diagnostics Nutritional Evaluation Test. Call Advanced Medical Testing Centers at 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332. Or visit us at amtcenters.com.
Janet Cimarelli is a licensed nutrition counselor and co-host of Natural Doc Radio. Are you in search of the fountain of youth, trying to figure out how to stay young and healthy? There are three main factors that will determine how well you age. The good news is you can take control of all of them and dramatically slow down your aging process. Through her remote counseling sessions, she works with many clients to help them manage these three areas to stay young, vibrant, and healthy. She can help you maintain optimal health that will have you looking and feeling young again. She offers sessions through telephone, Skype, or email. Sessions are 30 minutes long, and she provides you with the in-depth knowledge and information you need to slow the aging process. Schedule your appointment today at JanetCimarelli.com. Don't wait. Your clock is ticking.
And welcome back to Natural Doc Radio. Okay, we've been arm wrestling during the break, and Dr. Slavin has lots more information with regard to the radon.
So Janet is dismissing the 21,000 lung cancer deaths attributed to radon exposure every year because...
Okay, wait a minute, Dr. Slavin. They said that all of the cases of microcephaly were due to Zika, and when you investigated it further, you found out that very, very few, fewer than 10 cases of microcephaly were attributable to Zika. And they're saying, I want to hear what the proof is, how they have determined that these deaths from lung cancer are only associated with exposure to radon. You have to sit in your basement that is essentially just totally full of radon. The radon is outgassing. So if you have no route of escape, as is the case with many basements or crawl spaces, then the radon's going to accumulate. And in Florida, when most houses are built on slabs, there are no basements, the potential for the accumulation of radon is reduced. So where are those deaths?
Well, those deaths are in this country.
Where?
21,000.
You know, I'm absolutely in agreement that in the northern climes, the potential for radon accumulation is there.
It takes about 5 to 25 years of exposure to increase that. And it's because the source of the radon emits alpha particles, which are carcinogenic. Your constant exposure to these radioactive substances, just like x-rays and other forms of ionizing radiation. So radon is another source. So you mentioned we don't have a problem in Florida, but the sources of radon include granite, cement, concrete, and other substances used to build homes. So I think there is a potential for problems because you don't know. I mean, two homes can be built out of the same material, and one home may have higher levels of radon than the other home because of where it comes from. Now, it's found in the water, the air, and food, believe it or not. You mentioned you have the foundation, you have a slab, but if there are cracks, you know, that's how radon could come in through the ground.
And I said, if you have cracks in your foundation or in your slab, you have bigger problems than radon.
Well, well water could be a potential problem because...
well water in Florida, huge, but a problem.
If you have deep wells that are sunk into rocks with a high radon concentration, you know, there may be a problem there. Now, here's an interesting thing. I didn't know about this. Smoke detectors, they have nothing to do with detecting radon, but there are three different categories. You have the ionization type, the photoelectric type, and then you have detectors that are a combination of both. Now, the ionization type, and I guess people should look into what type they have. The ionization smoke detectors are less expensive and more commonly used, but they emit small amounts of radon. And, of course, they have a higher rate of false alarms. The question is, if you have a substance that is a known carcinogen, are you comfortable being exposed to low levels of that carcinogen?
Chlorine and fluoride. I think that's much more of a threat than radon.
But it's all cumulative. That's what I'm saying. You have to reduce your exposure of everything because all these potential carcinogens are all around us. And if you, some things you can avoid and some things you can't. So when you have a chance to do something and avoid something, you take that chance. Now, we all agree.
Wait a minute.
Cigarette smoking is a risk for lung cancer.
Okay, yes, we all agree.
Now, here's the interesting thing about people need to consider this, that the fertilizer used in growing tobacco may be another source of radiation exposure.
Okay, Dr. Slavin, haven't you seen those advertisements for American Spirit cigarettes? And the background of the advertisement is all of the horrific chemicals that are part of typical mainstream cigarettes. Have you seen those commercials? You know, the only thing that
commercials on TV.
No, they're in magazines. They're double page spreads for American Spirit cigarettes. And American Spirit cigarettes, I don't know if they're organic, but the background of the page is filled with all of the names of the chemicals that are found in mainstream tobacco. And American Spirit's tobacco doesn't have all of these chemicals.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah. Okay.
Because maybe it's not the tobacco itself, but maybe the uranium and radium. Well, let's go back a step. The radioactive phosphate fertilizers used may be a link or an explanation for some of the cancers.
Okay, radioactive phosphate fertilizers. Wow, I had no idea that phosphate fertilizers were radioactive. So we don't only have to pay attention to non-GMO, but we have to pay attention to non-radioactive. It's a whole new testing category.
See, she's making fun of me.
No, I'm not. I had no idea that phosphate fertilizers are radioactive.
Not all of them, but the potential is there.
How common are phosphate fertilizers? They're all over the place. And in significantly agricultural state, the north of Florida, in that category, and all of that water runoff into Lake Okeechobee and then into the Everglades, absolutely mind-boggling poisoning of the population.
I'll let our listeners be the judge, but when you go to the Florida Department of Health and you Google radon in Florida, they say that there are 21,000 lung cancer deaths annually in the United States. In Florida specifically, 1 in 5 homes tested has elevated radon levels above the EPA action level. Now, I think that's a wake-up call. Elevated radon levels have been found in all types of Florida buildings, including manufactured homes, schools, and high-rise condominiums. And the reason for that, the radiation or the radioactivity is a breakdown of naturally occurring radium, which is found in most Florida soil. As a gas in the soil, it enters buildings through small openings in the foundation. Since the building can hold the radon similarly to smoke trapped under a glass, indoor radon concentrations can increase many times that of outdoor levels. Now, here's the thing. We have, tight buildings. I mean, in Florida, you don't open the windows. You use air conditioner all the time. So it's a potential problem.
Okay, what do you say about people when the weather is cool?
I say open your windows and air out the house.
Very important.
But those office buildings, they never open windows. In fact, I don't think they have windows that open.
They don't.
You know, so those are, you know, you're sealed in. It's like you're in a big plastic bag and all these gases are accumulating and you don't know what's in there. So just, something to think about, because I'm trying to bring out the point that we have to take control of our health, because, you know, you go to the doctor when you have lung cancer, it's too late. you know, you want to avoid the potential causes of various illnesses, because by the time you get sick enough to see a doctor, he's very limited in what he can do to help you. And there's so much you can do to help yourself. That's the whole point.
So what might some of the testing be, Dr. Slavin, for people to get insight into their vulnerability in a variety of different areas? What can they ask their doctor to do? And I'm going to say, many times when the patients ask their doctors for an unusual test, out of the range of tests that doctors tend to do for which they have a pharmaceutical, if something is out of range, but the patient asks for something unusual that they've heard here on Natural Doc Radio, and their doctor says, well, what do you want that for? And the patient says, well, I heard it on the radio.
Well, think about this. They used to recommend, I don't know if it was for everybody, but at least for smokers, a yearly chest x-ray. Because we're going to catch that cancer early, and we're going to be able to treat you. And then they stopped recommending that because it wasn't changing the outcome, because you weren't catching it early. The point is, if you want to, your best approach is to prevent it. That's the point. You can't just say, well, I'm going to keep smoking. When I get it, they'll treat me and I'll be fine. No, you won't.
Well, not only your lung cancer, but bladder cancer. It's a huge issue for lifelong smokers. But
that's from the heavy metal called cadmium found in the cigarettes, in the paper specifically. And it's a heavy metal. What do we treat heavy metal toxicity with? Chelation therapy. And what does your doctor say about that?
Okay, so, all right, this shining a light here. What about chelation therapy? Is that a reasonably good way to get a lot of toxins out of your body? Might it, if you are an individual that has had a lifelong exposure to high levels of radon, might chelation therapy change the chemistry of your body so significantly that your immune system won't allow any cancer cells to proliferate? I made that go too far.
Yeah, it all depends how your thinking goes. If you think, as doctors believe, that just because if you feel good, you must be healthy, you know, chelation's not for you.
Oh, and see, I think if you feel good, chelation's perfect because possibly extend that feel-good period in your life because you get rid of a lot of toxins. Anybody at the age of 50 has pretty much accumulated stuff.
But they don't see mainstream medicine doesn't accept that premise.
Well,
because they never check for it. Because if they did, they know it's you're exactly right. If they don't check for it, therefore they don't do anything about it. Because if they check for it, they'd have to do something about it. And what to do about it is chelation therapy, and they can't allow that because that would also reduce the necessity for bypass surgery and angio and heart disease. And that was shown to be true from the trial for excessive chelation therapy completed a couple of years ago. It showed it extremely effective.
And Dr. Slavin's going to finish that thought when we come back from this break. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Dr. Herb Slavin. We'll be right back.
Advanced Medical Testing Centers is proud to sponsor Natural Doc Radio, co-hosted by Herbert Slavin and Janet Cimarelli. They're located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard, Suite 209 in Lauderhill. And you can find them on the web at advancedmedicaltesting.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is your premier blood draw center, staffed by professionals with over 15 years' experience. Clean, comfortable, and efficient. They guarantee your appointment time and guarantee the lowest prices. They test for cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, and more. They draw for all specialty labs, including access, health diagnostics, Singulex, Innovative, Quest, LabCorp, and others. Call them today to set up an appointment. 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332.
The Institute of Advanced Medicine introduces holistic and comprehensive ways to maintain your health, maintain your energy and immunity, your flexibility and your wellness. The team of specialists at the Institute of Advanced Medicine offer all the services to enhance and support all categories of function, health, and well-being. You can call 954-748-4991 to make an appointment today. 954-748-4991. And welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and we're talking about toxic accumulations and what you can do about it, what you can do about it years in advance of ever creating any kind of symptom that would lead you to seek out a doctor's treatment, years before there's any kind of symptom that something, some disease state, something negative is developing in your body. And just before the break, we were talking about chelation therapy and how efficient we have found that chelation therapy to be, so efficient that it was shown to be very effective in the trial to assess chelation therapy, the TACT trial. So I'm wondering about other things that people can do to minimize the potential for developing a problem. What are the tests that they can do, and what are the proactive approaches?
I just want to go back to the radon issue, if any of our listeners are concerned about that. On Amazon, you can get a test kit. It's only about $10.50, and that includes.
It used to be $15.
You leave it in your house for a couple of days, and you mail it in. They tell you if they're detecting radon or not. It's simple enough to do. Jana was mentioning that when she was involved in construction industry and lived up north and down here, and they used to check. They never really found a lot of radon. No, I'm not saying it's in every home, but. You're a fan of Russian roulette? You want to be the home that has it? You don't know. That's the point. And I don't know. They mentioned granite. I know.
Let the record show Dr. Slavin is shaking his finger at me.
you put these granite countertops on. I don't know if there's potential radon from that, because they mentioned granite is a source of radon. I don't know. Do you know?
I don't know. And so my response to that is that when the granite is installed as a countertop in people's kitchens, bathrooms, and so on, floors, that it's sealed. So the potential for the radon to outgas is reduced. But again, if there's a little break in the seal, if there's a little crack somewhere, yes, indeed, then the radon can come out.
Well, you know, while Jana was talking, I Googled that, and there's a website that even addresses the question, granite countertops and radon. And it says, while testing your home is always a good idea, there's a few things you should know. And they even have, let me see what they say, because I'm looking at this as I speak here. All natural products, especially stone, minerals, and sand, contain trace amounts of some radioactive elements called, and this is an abbreviation, NORMS, which stands for Naturally Occurring Radioactive Mineral, that can produce measurable amounts of radiation and sometimes radon gas. This includes all concrete products, clay bricks, most non-plastic plates and dishes, coal and fly ash produced in coal-fired power plants, natural gas, contains radon. Phosphate fertilizers used in your garden all contain potassium and small amounts of uranium and thorium. And the vegetables grown using those fertilizers have the same radiation exposure. The Border Patrol, here's an interesting one. The Border Patrol often catches truckloads of marijuana because it is loaded with radiation-producing potassium. All glass-made silica, even eyeglasses, wine glasses, mirrors, and windows, and granite, too, contain this radiation. There are thousands of items we could list. If interested, there's a link. So I don't know the extent of this problem, but it's there. That's all. I'm just saying. Yep. And like I was saying, they're mentioning the granite. Your countertop granite could be a source in your home. And of course, the key is if your exposure is above what they feel is the safe limit. And so you can have very low levels because all these substances emit low levels that may not be harmful, but you have to know if it is or not.
I'm pointing to an area on the screen that Dr. Slavin isn't looking at, and it says, although building materials rarely cause radon problems by themselves, radon gas in the soils is a principal source of elevated radon.
Well, it says you're hundreds of times more likely to be at risk for radon emanating from the soil beneath your home. So, I mean, I don't know how much soil, the soil that my house is built on, how much radon is there.
You don't want to know what's in the soil beneath your house, Dr. Slavin. That soil is treated with a pesticide, a very, very strong pesticide, in order to minimize the possibility that termites will get into your house. That soil is so highly toxic, it makes radon pale in comparison. It's a very sad situation, but it's something that we're all exposed to. So here's my position. What are we going to do about it? My opinion is do chelation therapy. Everybody over the age of 50, at least 35 treatments of chelation therapy. You pay very, very close attention to your vitamin C level and possibly do intravenous vitamin C treatments. The ultraviolet blood treatment. Awesome at neutralizing a lot of different toxins that may be proliferating unknown in your body. Support your vitamin D levels. Okay, here's my thought. The vitamin D levels, the reference range on your blood test says 30 to 100. When you get your blood test back from your doctor, very often, if he even speaks to you about the vitamin D, is, oh, you're at 35, you're good, you're in the reference range. Well, Dr. Slavin, I know that you work with your patients and you recommend that they get to 80 as a target for their vitamin D levels. I'm saying, might we even consider 200, possibly 300? What might be the downside of that in the mainstream medical view of a toxic level of vitamin D? That D is accumulating in your liver and it's going to cause terrible problems. The mainstream approach also now from vitamin A. It used to be that there was 25,000 IUs of vitamin A in a one-a-day vitamin. And then the medical community said, oh, vitamin A is toxic. We've got to get rid of it. So now most of the multivitamins have maybe 5,000 IUs, and then in parenthesis, as beta-carotene. Well, maybe you're not converting that beta-carotene to vitamin A. Maybe you need to support your immune system in a more dramatic fashion by having a higher intake on a daily basis of vitamin A. So solutions, that's what I want to focus on. Yes, there are so many different threats to our good health, including potentially that radon and certainly the chemicals and cigarettes that we hope we've eliminated.
Well, I just want to say that I don't recommend levels of vitamin D over 100.
I understand.
That maybe there'd even be more benefit if you went higher. But the research and the published studies haven't supported that yet or even talked about it. But they do talk about levels in the 70 to 100 range when you're dealing with cancer or heart disease. And I'm saying, well, why do you have to wait to get heart disease or cancer to raise your vitamin D level? Why don't you keep it high and maybe it'll help prevent it? I want to talk about something else that we have total control over.
Might we agree?
I think we'll agree, too.
Okay, good.
Since we're talking about cancer, because radon is a contributing cause to lung cancer, they mentioned it might be pancreatic cancer as well. So there are other cancers that might be associated with it. Studies haven't been done, but it's out there. But here, the top cause for the surge in cancer that we're seeing.
I didn't even realize that we're seeing a surge.
Well, I think, haven't you heard? They always talk about cancer overtaking heart disease as the number one cause of death. I don't know if it's there yet.
Okay.
But we're seeing an increase because of increased sugar consumption.
Okay, makes sense.
Now, 40% of U.S. healthcare expenditures are for diseases directly related to the overconsumption of sugar. So that means more than $1 trillion each year is spent fighting the damaging health effects of sugar, which runs the gamut from obesity and diabetes to heart disease and cancer. Nobody's doing anything about sugar. You know, they got the war on drugs. You know, they've got, what else are they, they're raising taxes on cigarettes because they say that's dangerous. But you can go into the store and buy that deadly substance called sugar. Nobody does anything about it. Because they want you to have the sugar so they can sell you all the drugs to treat the problems that the sugar's going to create. Is that far-fetched?
Not at all.
We agree.
We do. we can reduce our exposure to sugar by making more health-supporting choices. It's very interesting because I had a conversation yesterday with someone, and she was troubled with a variety of different digestive things, and she gave me a little bit of insight into her diet, and I said, for 2 weeks, stop the fruit. And she said, "But fruit? It's so good for you. It's good sugar." And I said, "It's sugar. So stop the fruit for 2 weeks and see if that doesn't make a difference with the issues that you're dealing with." So here's that music again.
Wait, so what happened?
She agreed.
No, she stopped the fruit. Then what happened?
Oh, I just saw her yesterday and gave her that recommendation.
Oh, we'll have to wait till next week.
2 weeks. Two weeks. Okay. And that music means it's time for us to take a break here on Natural Doctor Radio. More to come. Stay tuned.
Are you concerned with the current state of your heart and blood vessels? Advanced Medical Testing Centers, your premier blood draw center, draws for Singulex Labs, which offers specialized blood tests that can help you uncover hidden cardiovascular disease that other tests may miss. Talk to your doctor today about the Singulex tests and call Advanced Medical Testing Centers to schedule your blood draw. We guarantee your on-time appointment and guarantee the lowest price. Call us at 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332. Or visit us at amtcenters.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is a proud sponsor of Natural Doc Radio, which airs on this station each weekday morning at 10 a.m.
Are you looking for expert advice on how to improve your health, but want to do it from the comfort of your home? Now you can conveniently schedule remote consultations with Janet Cimarelli at janetcimarelli.com. Janet is a licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet offers consultations via telephone, Skype, or email with convenient and flexible times to meet the needs of your busy life. Janet will educate you on how to manage your diet and lifestyle to overcome illness. Her areas of expertise include allergies, diabetes, heart disease, hormone replacement, weight management, insomnia, and healthy aging. Don't wait. Schedule your appointment with Janet, and she'll guide you to change your diet and change your life. Take control of your health at JanetCimarelli.com. And tune in to hear Janet on Natural Doc Radio, Monday through Friday, 10 to 11 a.m., right here on AM 1470 WNN.
And welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Dr. Herb Slavin. And hopefully what you're going to hear on Natural Doc Radio are solutions, potential solutions to some maybe symptoms that you're beginning to see, or maybe you know a little bit about your family history and you want to avoid the outcome that some of your family members might have had. So, Dr. Slavin, what do people need to do? Number one, for advanced medical testing centers, they have so many different tests that give really high quality information that people won't get anywhere else.
A lot of patients come to us in their, I guess, 40s and 50s. This is a time when people start to notice a change in how they feel. I think up to that point, you know, you kind of feel invincible. You do what you want, and then all of a sudden, you don't have the energy. You're not sleeping as well. A lot of it is hormonal, and they come to for those maybe for bioidentical hormones. But we test everything. We're just not a place to hand out, you know, hormones for people. You really have to, you know, look at everything, because there are other issues besides a decline in hormone levels that account for how people feel. And I mentioned yesterday, one of the most important tests that is not being done routinely by other physicians is a fasting insulin level. And I can tell you, we see across the board when we test, people's fasting insulin levels are higher than they should be. And that's like the earliest warning sign there's a problem. Now, we mentioned sugar causes cancer before. What is sugar going to do? It's going to the tip off to the doctor is, if your insulin levels are higher than they should be, means you're consuming too much sugar, too many carbohydrates. And we just explain to the patients, you just have to cut back. Sugar is not a good substance when you do excessive amounts. What's an excessive amount? If it's elevating your insulin levels to an unhealthy level, then you're getting excessive amounts.
Okay, so on the other end of that spectrum is people potentially reducing their intake of processed carbohydrates. So I'm going to say grain-based carbohydrates, starchy carbohydrates, and indeed the carbohydrates that are available from vegetables would not fall into that category. So proteins and vegetable source carbohydrates, nuts and seeds, high quality oils. And what might these individuals do with that type of diet? Are they possibly going to create ketosis, Dr. Slavin? And are there any issues with going to that other spectrum where you're going to be burning fat for energy instead of carbs for energy? That's a whole show, isn't it?
Yeah, but maybe we've been misled into thinking that you should be burning carbs for energy, because when you burn carbs for energy, that's actually a detrimental fuel source for your body, whereas fats are the ideal fuel source because it burns cleanly.